Network Europe.
On the 7th of July 2005, several explosions occurred on the public transport system in the city of London. 52 passengers were killed.
Governments across Europe know all too well the need to have emergency plans in place to deal with possible terrorist attacks. This week, a simulated terrorist attack was held on the Stockholm transport system. But while it might seem like a straightforward measure of prudent preparedness, the simulation has unexpectedly sparked a heated discrimination debate. Radio Sweden's Azaria Kiris has more.
The main purpose of this emergency management exercise is to exercise society's capability to cooperate in dealing with terrible situation that's happening in the Stockholm area.
The exercise is organized by the Emergency Management Agency. Svante Verger is in charge of the exercise at the agency.
This scenario is a simulated terrorist attack. The different agencies and the Stockholm City and so on, all the exercised organizations, I think there are 43 of them, will work as they would have done had this happened in reality. It will be dangerous substances of some kind involved that could also be used in weapons of mass destruction.
This is London, 9:47 on a midsummer morning.
I looked out my window and there were people screaming. All the front of the building had been, or the glass had been blown in. Everyone started screaming and we got out.
The scenario involves terrorists from the fictitious country of Bogoland who attack the capital city's main public transport system. According to the scenario, many Bogolanders live in Stockholm's outskirts. They belong to a religion which is split into two main factions, and back home they're fighting to liberate their enemy-occupied holy places. And that scenario has angered many Muslims. Yvonne Ruwaida of the Green Party says the parallels with Islam and Muslims is unmistakable, and the exercise will only strengthen the already strong anti-Muslim attitudes that she says many people harbour in Sweden.
It's very obvious that it's Muslims who will be the terrorists, and we have a responsibility from the state to actually prevent conflicts, not to try to deepen conflict. Why does always the Muslim group have to defend themselves? I wonder, because some people with Muslim background did terrorist attacks. You know that we have people who do criminal things in all groups, and I don't like pointing out groups.
Muharrem Demirok is a Muslim and member of the Centre Party's executive committee and an active politician in the town of Linköping.
I think it's good that they should be able to exercise in case it happens. It has happened in England, it's happened in Spain, in Madrid, so why couldn't it happen in Sweden as well? I don't think of it as an attack on Islam. Muslims like myself have to go out and say, well, it is a problem that we have people that think that extremism is a good way. That is a fact. And if we stop denying that, we have come a far way. But if we keep denying that and say, no, there is no problem, then we will have this divided society between Muslims who always deny that there is a problem and the majority of society. It's hard to accept that one's belief has been kidnapped by extremists.
But Yvonne Ruwaida of the Green Party disagrees and says people should not be the victims of collective punishment. She argues that each and everyone should be taken for what he or she is.
Yes, there are extremists among Muslims, and there are extremists in the Swedish society, in the American society. We have extremists, and extremism is something you have to deal with. But you shouldn't get to the point where a group always have to defend themselves, because in that way you are creating racism.
The organizers of the exercise say they have close collaboration with different religious groups and consult them regularly. And if some Muslims feel the exercise is targeting their religion, then it must be a complete misunderstanding.
Radio Sweden's Azaria Kiris reporting about Stockholm's simulated terrorist attacks and the discrimination of Muslims.